Letterman fans definitely in mourning today, Dean. Sad news about Alan Coulter.
Yeah, very, very sad. And relatively young. He was only 78 years old. They did not announce the cause of death. But he was one of the most sought-after announcers, not only for the David Letterman show, for which he worked for from 1995 until the show ended in 2015, but he was the announcer on several game shows. He did voices on animated shows as well. I loved him on the show. In addition to just being the voice of the show, they incorporated his quirky personality into a lot of the bits on the show, where Dave would go to him for something, and he would, storm off. He would go crazy.
Yeah, I think the writers gave him that quirky personality against type, because he was a very friendly, warm
gentle
guy.
Yeah, very, very gentle.
They had him beating people up.
Very, very nice guy. This is a clip from one of the shows. Well, it explains itself.
Before our show tonight, our announcer, Alan Coulter, came up to me, and I've asked him not to do that, but he came up to me, and he said, Dave, if you have a second tonight, I have something special that I would like to discuss on the show, and by gosh, it turns out we have a second. I know it's hard to believe after what you've had to sit through. But yes, we do have a second. Okay. So, Alan, take it away, my friend.
Thank you very much, DL.
Yeah.
Big night tonight.
Uh-huh.
5,000th show.
Wow.
People might say this is a time for looking back. No way! We're looking ahead. It may be 5,000 shows, America, but we're just getting started.
Alan, it's not our 5,000th show.
Yeah, I know that, DL. I just had to show off these pythons. Ladies, I'm staying at the Red Roof Inn, room 813. You ain't seen that yet.
What, he'd take his shirt off and start dancing?
He had peeled off his shirt. And it just, was like rock and roll dancing across the desk. And Letterman just sat there with his hand over his eyes. Couldn't believe what he was seeing. And that was mild compared to some of the things that Alan Coulter did on the show. He was such a great addition to the show.
Yeah.
And I'm very sorry to hear of his, relatively early passing. Only 78 years old.
Yeah, I was reading a statement that Letterman put out singing Alan Coulter's praises and saying, wonderful voice, eagerness to play a goofy character of himself. And we interviewed him, Marianne and I interviewed him on WGN about 7 years ago. So after the 8:30 news, we'll play a clip of that. And he also talks about how he loved Chicago. It was an interesting conversation with him. We got to know him just a little bit.
Oh, that's great.
Let's get to your celebrity lawsuits of the day.
Yes, we've got a couple of them today. One is Clint Eastwood scoring a big legal victory. He had sued a company that used his likeness without authorization to advertise CBD products. This company put out an online article that contained what appeared to be an interview with Clint Eastwood, an interview that he never participated in, but they were making it sound like he was endorsing their CBD products. So Clint Eastwood sued for $6 million. The article said that Clint Eastwood was leaving show business and leaving Hollywood to focus on CBD products. Completely untrue. The company never responded to the court summons on this, so the judge ruled in Clint Eastwood's favor. Whether or not he's going to be able to collect on that is something we'll find out. But also the other big lawsuit that came down yesterday, $6.3 million to Shannon Doherty. She sued State Farm Insurance Company regarding failure to pay sufficient damage for a 2018 California wildfire that took place. A jury found that the State Farm failed to pay the policy benefits, so $6.3 million to Shannon Doherty on that.
Britney Spears is thanking people. What's the latest on that, Dean?
Yeah, the the conservatorship is still going on, technically, but her father has been removed from that. And Britney Spears yesterday released a big thank you to the all of the people that showed up at court every day. And, she, the so-called Free Britney movement, she said that because of them and their constant resilience, she is freed from her conservatorship. We'll find out sometime in November. That's going to be the next court hearing, whether or not the conservatorship officially will be resolved.
What is this latest honor in Chadwick Boseman's name?
Yeah, this is really nice. His alma mater, Howard University, along with Netflix yesterday, established a $5.4 million scholarship in his honor. Chadwick Boseman, star of Black Panther, of course, and the Thurgood Marshall story, the Jackie Robinson story. I mean, the list goes on and on. James Brown died of cancer last year at age 43. So this scholarship now is being set up. So a student from each class year this year will receive a scholarship this semester. And then after that, one incoming freshman every year will get a full scholarship in Chadwick Boseman's name. So a nice way, mm-hmm. aside from all the great movies that he's left us, also a very nice way for Chadwick Boseman to live on.
For sure. The Dave Chappelle special debuts today. What do you think? Any good?
I haven't watched the whole special yet. I've seen some clips of it, and I'm a big Dave Chappelle fan, so I think it's hilarious. It's called Closer. It just debuted today on Netflix. But and much of the special that I've heard so far, I could never in a million years play for you here on the radio.
Yeah, I bet.
It is very adult content. But the teaser trailer that they put out yesterday for it is very interesting. Dave Chappelle scoring a big superstar narrator, Morgan Freeman, to do the narration of it. Take a listen.
This is Dave. He tells jokes for a living. Driving down these country roads is a lot like a meditation. He's deep in thought. Back in the trance. Five specials in as many years. How do you close a body of work that profound? What could he possibly have left to say?
Will you shut the Morgan Freeman?
Sorry. I was just...
Yeah, so they're driving down the... All you see is Dave Chappelle driving down this country road, and then after he screams it out, it's a reveal that Morgan Freeman is in the car with him.
Well,
doing the narration live.
If the special is half as good as the trailer, it's going to be sensational.
We need some laughs.
Yes, we do.
Always need some laughs.
Thanks, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.